Okay, welcome to Talking Tough. Hopefully it doesn't sound too echoey, because we're in a different room, different vibes. I think it's episode 14, 15 or something like that.
Penthouse suite.
It is. This is, the views are incredible. We can literally see
a wall. 2 foot in front of us. The ceiling's pretty low, so it's built for me in here, really.
We've got a slanting roof, so Rob will be one side of the room, I shall be the other if standing up at any point together.
So what's this, episode 14, 15 or something? I think I lost count, really.
We done as many people do and stopped doing things for a little while and made excuses.
It's just like getting your, getting excuses in either out loud, I can't go to the gym because of this, or in your head, just telling yourself that lie because it's easier to do that than it is to go to the gym, right? So to exercise.
What do you mean... You're saying about doing it in your head, like, because a lot of people do make up excuses and do that. Do you think that's a mindset all the time for certain people, or do you think that's just like every now and again, it's like, oh, I can't do this because,
It's comfort zone, it's staying in your comfort zone, so it'll be, it's a great one, it's raining outside, so to get home from work, shall I get changing my gym kit, look out the window, it's wet, well, I've got to walk 20 metres to my car. I've got to then park and get out of my car and then go to the gym and then come back. And because it's wet and dark and cold, that just puts them off training. Even if they train indoors, it's mad. But like, I don't really want to get out of my little comfort zone.
That's like a winter thing, yeah. Right? That's like the number one winter excuse. Oh, yeah, but...
6 a.m. session in the winter. We have the hardcore
dark people
who love it, which is great. But summer, so many more in at 6 a.m. because it's light, drier, warmer. You get the shutters open at 6 a.m., get some... good sort of sunlight going in rather than dark, cold. You come in the winter, you train at 6 a.m, go back out at 7, still dark, still cold, still wet. Oh, tired, now we'll get to work. And that sort of the thing, even that process in someone's head, when they're laying in bed and the alarm's going off, they hit the snooze button. It's just tell yourself that lie. I'll just stay in bed.
Yeah, but I've got a busy day at work today, so there's no way. If I go to the gym, I might not be on form, and like, because I'll be tired. When actually, probably going to the gym is going to make you like sharper. Yeah.
Getting at least for most of the day, and then you probably feel tighter in the afternoon, which is.
What would you say? And be honest now. What excuse have you used recently, Roberto? Because you're not really a man to make excuses.
To be honest, I don't remember a time when I have actually. Rob, skipped a full workout.
Honestly, let's go. Anything. It doesn't have to be workout.
Okay. It's not an excuse. I'll just say, Christy can do it. I'll get cleaned up later. I'm pretty good with doing that sort of thing. That's ingrained in the core of being clean, tidy, and sorting yourself out before you've got to sort your kit out and your surroundings before you sort yourself out.
Just get battered. Yeah. Sure that's the right word. Hammer through some sort of.
But excuses. Nutritionally, obviously, I've been eating a little bit more to try and train for strength and performance. So, excuse, I suppose, is I shouldn't really eat that, but I can do it. I can afford the calories as such.
Gain strength. Yeah. Eat big.
So it's been. I'll have that brownie because I can afford that. When actually, for a health perspective, I'm probably better off eating the calories from something. Bit more nutrient in it, but nutrient dense foods rather than your old processed crap. But yeah, that's probably the excuses I've had recently. And then exercise wise,
you have to dig for that, right?
They come out left and centre. But yeah, I mean, I think now when I'm going into a bit more, people probably don't want to really know about what I'm doing, but. If I go into more of a dieting phase and try to cut down my calories, I'll have to be a little bit stricter, and the excuses generally can't come out. You've got to be a bit more strong-willed and strong-minded to be able to achieve something. Otherwise, just stay where you are, right?
I reckon a lot of people, especially when they're now, as you say, dieting, whatever. I just did quotation fingers there, by the way, just so everyone can see and feel that. But it is when you start to put like a restriction or some form or whatever it may be or some control.
Change, yes. It's something to change for the better.
Yeah.
It becomes hard work. Then
but
the
you are.
Excuses have to...
Technically, you're controlling what you're doing now. Right.
Yeah.
You're not,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, you're always in control.
But
you're...
Less of.
Putting a bit more of a control onto, surrounding. So, but I'd say a lot of people then that is when they have to make up an excuse, right? So, because they're like, oh God, I'm going to have to make up some sort of excuse to get out of this. So in their head, as you said, that excuse comes out. So it's like, oh yeah, but I'm eating out tonight, so I've got to eat, like, you know, a triple double brownie with a chocolate fudge cake. And it's like, well, you don't. You definitely don't. Yeah, but I do, because Sally made it. It's not Sandra. Sally made it. And I've got, I can't upset Sally. That's just unbelievable. So yeah, I'm definitely eating half this fudge cake chocolate doodah. So
I'll put it in my fitness pal, but just put it as like I only had a small slice, so it's only 100 calories, not 450.
Couldn't find the double chocolate cake, so I'm going to go with one chocolate finger. Yeah. It's probably the same, right?
But I think when someone is on a bit of a focused effort, we won't say diet, because that, people on a focused effort of maybe 6 to 10 weeks where they're really trying to train regularly, exercise consistently, be more active and eat well. If they're not in the right frame of mind, they've not got a goal set, then the excuses can pop up, like say, yeah, but it's so-and-so's birthday and I have to drink, I have to go out, and then we're also going for a meal and I don't want to be the one having a chicken salad. I want to have the full work, I want to have the fajitas and the dessert after, and then all the mojitos. I don't know why I've gone all sort of Latin, but I'm going to have all those things.
Mexican meal,
I suppose.
I love Mexican food, by the way.
That's brilliant.
It's
terrible for you if you go to the old sort of chain restaurants and it's all sort of deep fried.
Do we have many of those? Doodas. Are we allowed to say that? I'm saying Nando's. Nando's Mexican. So Portuguese, isn't it?
It's Portuguese. That's not. I'm thinking of the one from Huntingdon, sort of.
I don't know.
Little park, whatever, the cinema park. There's, forget the name. Not Chimichanga's. Is that one? Is that a Mexican one?
Chimichanga? Yeah. That is a Mexican food, isn't it? I think that is actually.
Chimichurri.
Chimichurri? Chimichurri's like a. That's a dip. A sauce. Dippy, isn't it?
Oh, God, we're all over the place. What's the.
I haven't got a clue.
It's a popular Mexican chain restaurant.
Not Nando's.
No, it'll come to me. No, it's not Nando's. Anyway, it's near there. But anyway, someone will probably tell us. Next to Frankie and Benny. No, it's next to Bella Italia in Huntingdon. So just pop a comment in there. Let us know what we're going on about. Anyway, those places, you get your nachos, you get your fajitas, your deep fried stuff. You get your churros, which are terrible for you. Like dipped in, they've deep fried batter or something, and then you dip them in chocolate sauce and stuff.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I haven't got enough crap. Actually, I don't like them. Like, I don't like those ones. No, like, some
really,
people love them.
Fan.
I love warm, doughy things usually with Nutella. That's probably one of my things, but yet they're too greasy for me. I don't mind a bit grease.
I've gone off track now. So the excuse was, I was giving an example of Mexican food, and then we've gone off. So you're at a birthday party or day out, night out, and everyone else is.
Cheetos! Yeah.
How did we not get that? So everyone's on their old normal eating patterns of smashing anything they want, really, because they've got no plan. Or you've got the person who always looks lean all year round. They can eat whatever they want, and you're like, well, they can do it, I'm just going to have it as well. And then you're off track, and that's it. Oh, I might as well just crack it, and next summer or whatever, or January or whatever time comes along when you think I'll try another effort.
Or Monday.
Monday, yeah.
Every Monday of the week.
Starts Monday, but then how long does that last? Till the next excuse comes mid-morning when someone's birthday, in the office, they bring in cakes and biscuits.
Say that's probably the benefit of what we do where we work, is that people don't really bring in like a lot of birthday cakes and stuff like that. I mean, we get the odd beer in there, don't we? And fair one. But people are in an environment where there's constantly stuff there. But once again, it's an excuse. Oh, I have to eat it because someone's brought it in. No, you don't. No, you don't. You just haven't got the willpower to say no to that light, fluffy goodness in the form of a cake.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's a couple of excuses. So what I think we should like start to address.
The excuses but it's ruling their body. It's in the head, but it rules the body, in that it'll keep that person stuck in the body shape they are because they don't want to actually put some effort into just wiping those excuses out of their head and just cracking on what they know is right rather than what they.
And then excuses sometimes lead into habits, right?
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
That, and that's like we're trying to. I think a big thing is trying to build habits that are good for you. But if you made an excuse up, sometimes people say, oh, I can't drink because of, that's actually using an excuse on the flip side to do that. Now, is it always the best way of doing things? I don't know. If it works for people, and then they can actually say no to going out and getting smashed or whatever, or they can go out to their friends and socialise without having to have a drink, because they're like, oh, I can't drink because it gives me horrendous diarrhea. I mean, that could be a great excuse, right? But
no one wants to. If that, you put that out there, people will be like, oh, yeah, don't drink. I don't want to be around you.
Then you want a sneaky lager the next time you go out there. No!
Yeah. Give him. He only has water.
But it'd be a better excuse, right? And but if you could start to build that in the brain, that sort of thing, then that's a good habit built. But so many people like make the excuses like, oh, yeah, but we always do this because it's almost like a tradition. You know, like stuff like that. And it's like, sure nothing's going to go wrong if you don't do that thing. Like, eat popcorn in front of you as a cinema, but actually, I have to have a large one because there's two of us. And then you know that actually, whoever you've gone to cinema with may only have like two handfuls and you smash the whole bag.
That's another excuse. So you can have more.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're justifying it in your head that Saul will have half, but actually, you'll have three quarters and she'll have a little bit.
And the other thing being is like, excuse being is, oh, it's only 50p more, so I'm actually being an idiot if I don't buy it, right? Because, you know, obviously, 50p more, I get a large back, so
50p more, but maybe a year off your health, of your life.
Yeah. I mean, that's extreme. A year, that's quite intense. I mean, popcorn.
Yeah, if you do it week in, week out, right?
Yeah.
You could. I mean, if we're going off for health reasons, little shout out to Ryan from River Hive.
Yes.
He would probably say that popcorn is taking years off your life. You go to the extremes and go, yeah, it's giving you all sorts of diseases. But yeah, I mean, how...
But you can't argue if he's got the facts on it, right? It may well have facts.
Exactly, yeah. What I'm saying is, imagine if you had enough of that to change your metabolic sort of chemical level in the body, you know, you're actually... Because the popcorn, as it's cooked in the cinema or wherever, really, it's probably not your healthiest version of it. It's not just corn in a pan with maybe some coconut oil popped at home. It's got all sorts of butter and chemical crap in there to make it last a little bit longer, taste great. And if you plowing that down weekly...
You see me just smiling now, thinking about that popcorn. It's like Barkis.
Yeah.
That stuff was incredible as a child. That's why I'm not teeth.
Yeah, no, actually, probably the worst, very worst version of popcorn for you is the bags in the microwave that you go put in. And they've got that sort of thick layer of buttery flavour.
Have you had it in the States, right, where they actually physically pour like hot butter into it? You watch it. Oh, mate, it's incredible, because you've already got it salted or whatever it is, and then they've got like a butter tap. Like, I swear, it's butter. It's just,
and you wonder why they've got like the worst obesity crisis in the world, right?
But I mean, it looked like, even though that's, I was off that, like, wow,
but
no,
taking years off your life, yeah. So yeah, I mean, all this, you do something regularly enough, it's going to have an effect on you, and it's going to be very hard to get out of the habit and B, reverse those sort of effects on the body over time. So yeah, the habits are sort of hard to get over, but the excuses are what lead into habits, which then is hard to change. And actually, yeah, let's say it's taking years off your life. We just look at short term. We don't really think of it as a long term thing of, because we never really know. I mean, it's out of our hands when we get a croak it or whatever. But because there's so much about I mean, you hear people just stepping out of the street and just not looking the right way, just healthy people collapsing because of a heart defect or whatever. But you never really know, so everyone just takes it with a pinch of salt, and they're like, well, you never know when you're gonna die or whatever. But if you're always looking to the long term, I want to extend my life as long as possible, then making better choices, making better choices when you got the choice is the only way you can do things. So if you've got the choice to come and exercise and go to the gym, but you would rather sit down and put your feet up, have a Kit Kat and a cup of tea, that's what Christy always does, and watch Love Island, terrible program.
But like, that's an excuse right there, right? Of an evening, like, I get in, I know, really, I'd benefit from probably reading something, and that probably ease my mind that. And I'm like, oh, sweet, I'm watching Love Island on a weekday. And I'm like, yeah, but my excuse is because I'm spending time with Sue and I don't get to do that because I'm at work all the time. I am genuinely just watching crap TV, but using an excuse.
Absolutely melting your mind. It's just terrible. It's not.
You've obviously been watching it using the word melt, see? That's it.
I was doing some work last night. Christy had it on and I was actually getting angry. She was like, enjoying it. I had my headphones in. I was like, why are you watching this? It's terrible. Stop actually enjoying it. It's these people, God. Anyway,
So it's not like your shot on paper then?
No, yeah. Well, on paper, I'd...
on paper, I'd do this.
I'd probably read a book, yeah. A Kindle.
I love it. But, so, what I would love to hear from you right now, because obviously, been in the game a long time, you know, what would you say are some of the best excuses? We had quite an interesting one the other day. Obviously, I don't want to call people out on the podcast. One where the old gate couldn't get out, electric gates.
Oh yeah, power cut or something, or lightning that, strike. I can't remember who it was. That was a brilliant comment.
It could have been genuine, right? But there was a lightning. So there was a storm.
A lightning strike hit the gate.
Battery or electricity, which then prevented the gates from opening, so they couldn't get to the gym because they were basically locked in from their electric gates. Well, I mean, it's. I reckon it's true. Like, that's not something you can't. The old electric gate trick.
It is, but then. You can also climb over the fence or the gate or...
Well, I'm just if your car's in the gate. I think that's where they're getting at, right? could have run to the gym.
Yeah, good point, yeah. But yeah, exactly, yeah. It depends on where you're at. There is ways to do it. It's not impossible.
No, it isn't. You're right.
It's not... Nothing's impossible. I mean, or what would happen is you just think, well, I can't really get out. Is there something I could do? Could you give me something to do at home?
Yes.
Yeah. Check out our YouTube channel. There's workouts you can do with no equipment. Yeah. Do that for 20 minutes, better off. We don't really care if you get to us, brilliant. If something really does stop you getting there,
film it in front of the locked gates.
Yeah,
and just to prove that that is no excuse. From now on, we want letters written, permission from your parents, that sort of job, right? If you're going to tell us something, oh, I can't come because my dog's got knotted hair. Like, I want to see your dog's knotted hair. Do you know what I mean? Like, my dog's. I don't know if that's an excuse, right? But like, you know, there's something coming out.
Pets are a big one, you know, my cat looks a bit depressed. Give it a cuddle. It didn't want me to go out, so I'm not going to go out. And then
my cat is actually meowing at me because
don't
he's
go
so
to the
impressed.
Gym. Feed me instead. Okay, I'll stay. I'll stay if you want me to stay. I'll stay. I don't want to go to the gym if you're going to be upset. Scratch me when I come in.
what? Come on, some genuine excuse. I mean, that was a genuine excuse. The gate one, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you get the obvious ones such as traffic because it is terrible at the moment, and it is a. We sat in traffic for an hour or two on the M25 and that drove me insane. Like, I can't see how people do it every day.
Exactly, but that with me for the hour and a bit.
Yeah, indeed. But an excuse that is a lie, a blatant lie, I don't know if I can really think of one.
To be fair, shout out to Mark Cooney, one of our trainers. Parked his car probably about 5 miles and he hates cardio. And he ran it to make sure he had time in the class.
Bad toe as well, and he was in agony.
Yeah, he was.
He literally sprinted a mile to get to the session on time. That is a good effort.
Yeah, and
he could have used the excuse, I've got a bad toe, I'm stuck in traffic, I can't make it in, can one of you just jump in while I get here?
Yeah.
He just got his trainers on and legged it.
Yeah, that's good.
That is a good effort.
No excuse there, well done, Cooney. But most common ones is my child's sick, right? Which you can't call people out on because...
That is probably one of the hardest things
And it may well be true, right?
Especially, like 100%. You don't really want to... You can't just be like, oh, you know, you're all right for an hour. I'm just going to go to the gym. Like, kids do take priority, unfortunately. But what else is there? Oh, I can't really think of anything. Should we call Alex out and try and think of some of the ones he's used in the past to get out of things like leg day and whatever?
We'd be here for a while. I think it's like, oh yeah, but I've got to have my lunch.
He
loves a lunch out, doesn't he?
Sit there for an hour eating some lunch and then trains.
Oh, I haven't got the time now. I'm going to have to skip the hip part because I've only got half an hour. Although he has just taken 4 hours to eat his beef jerky in the office, which is like, there's definitely some way out of that. Or, oh no, I can't train because I haven't had my banana. And he eats his banana before he trains. Like, it's like, I haven't got any energy. Definitely have energy. Like, you've eaten probably 2 hours ago a monster bowl of porridge. So, that's people do that.
Energy is not an issue.
It's one of those. I think that's a big thing. A lack of sleep is obviously quite...
I'm tired, yeah. I can't do it.
People
might be like, yeah, I can't make it in. I'm feeling tired. I've got this, that and the other on. Okay, fair enough, but... What can you learn from that? Get to bed earlier, make exercise a priority, or just crack it, take the hit, and then be like, right, well, my health's not going to suffer just because I'm tired. My work at the end of the day will.
That's it.
Well, whoever's your boss, cheers, they'll be like, thanks for that, guys. But, What do you value as a priority? Staying awake for the last sort of 2 hours of your job, or
I think to be honest, probably don't fall asleep at work. That's not the advice.
Or yeah, getting your workout in.
That's it.
Take exercise over work every day.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that'll keep you there. May not be able to put food on your table afterwards.
No, but what'll actually happen? Probably you'll get tired towards the end of the day. You may have a coffee or so. Make sure you get through the day. Fall asleep a little bit earlier at night. Miss Love Island. Oh wow, that's not going to be a really.
To be honest though, it's the last episode tonight, Rob. So
that's a good thing.
That actually means I'm probably going to get an extra hour of sleep every night because Sue will not have to be coming up an hour later and be like, talk to me about what's going down. So I think a big thing really is to say is that, right, let's stop with the crap. If you know in your heart of hearts that you're making up some excuse about why you can't do something, whether it be like, oh yeah, but I can't eat this because I'm travelling away, working away, well, plan it. If you really want to make a difference to your nutrition, like, it's very rare people are in jobs that are like, oh, I've got to shoot off to Jamaica tomorrow because, you know, whatever, for work. Like, you're going to have some sort of idea what's going on. And then when you do have to make last minute sort of decisions, like, make decent ones. Don't go, oh yeah, I've got to get a whatever day McDonald's because like there are choices in McDonald's, you know what I mean? Like that, at the end of the day, like, I'm not saying,
but you know what the excuse will be then?
What's that?
I don't get McDonald's that often, so when I do, I'll just get the big boy
go
burger
all in.
And yeah, that's it.
That's the thing, they should bring out a big boy burger.
Which is what, like triple? Did they do a triple before? Like, you know, you get a double sort of Big Mac as well.
Probably. They should do.
Have they ever done a triple?
Well, if they don't, maybe we should and order a Big Boy Burger and they say, oh, I don't know what that is. But like, well, just let me tell you,
buy me two and put it together.
Yeah, I'm going to have a Big Mac and another Big Mac and you're going to stick them together and that's called a Big Boy Burger, Ronald. And if you want to deal with that and put that on your menu, I'm going to charge you. Yeah? Game on. Bacon's always one that goes into burgers, isn't it? Like, that makes it a Big Boy Burger. Bacon, cheese, some sort of barbecue sauce or whatever else. I think when we do podcasts, if I'm hungry, there seems to be quite a lot of food.
A lot of food related.
Oh, nutrition's hard to talk about getting hungry. I'm going to get her down and hit that tuna avocado I've got. I love that.
Because that matches up to a Big Boy Burger.
It's pretty much a Big Boy Burger when I've added pepper and spinach. So yeah, no excuses on that. You can make decisions, okay? So stop that excuse. Exercise. Like, you see those cheesy things like, 1 hour of exercise is only 4% of your day, or whatever it is, like, but a week or whatever. It's like, do you know what? Do it. Just get out. If you're not exercising more than 3 times a week, you're making up some daft excuse, because I don't care what anyone says. You can walk for 30 minutes every single day. That is exercise for people who aren't that active. If you are active, then you want to do more than that. If you're not getting enough exercise in, just do it. Make it part of your week. Stop making excuses up. And when you wake up tired because it's dark outside or whatever, but yet you've already had 7 or 8 hours sleep, then get up and do it, right? Because once you have done it, you are going to feel better. You are going to have more energy and everyone's going to love you more because you're going to look fantastico. So nutrition, mindset. We haven't even touched on mindset and excuses, but that is in here a lot of the time, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, like, people going, oh yeah, but I'm, yeah, I can't feel, I just don't feel up to it because I'm, yeah, and it's like, well, just get out. Like, you've got words. Like, we went through it, didn't we, the weekend? There's stupid amounts of words in our, stupid amounts. Like, what?
Thousands.
40,000? 40,000.
And we only use what?
Probably
same handful of words.
12 to 20.
Yeah.
And whatever words you use will pretty much depict, like,
your descriptive words and describing things like emotions, rather than, you always go back to the same ones, rather than using some.
You know, this is cued into a perfect little game now of, you say a descriptive word. It sounds like a train has just gone over us, by the way. It's like,
what is that?
Let's do the descriptive word. Words you use to describe your moods. I'll do one, you do one. We keep going back and forth.
This is going to highlight our inability to actually use anything more than like 6 words.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, let's go. And don't be funny, but if you're at home, play along. Think about what words that you do use to describe. I like to use the word fantastic.
Is that the first word?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Happy.
Ecstatic.
Are we going on from that, from like a positive mindset? It could be anything. It could be
whatever.
Like, I don't know, tired. I do use that sometimes.
Actually. Beauty. I like the word beauty.
Okay. I'm terrible at this. I've realised I don't actually use many descriptive words to describe my mood. Yeah.
Rob, look, we've told you the rules of the game, mate. Just because you're slacking on this, like, you know, super. I like that word.
Do you use super a lot?
Yeah. How are you feeling? Super. I like the word super.
Good. That's brilliant, isn't it?
Such a descriptive word. I like to say good morning, good morning. Morning, morning. It's just that, that's not really a word.
So now you're
word,
just going into to words greet- I use. Greetings.
Well, you see, you tell me I don't say that at least 5 times a day.
Morning, morning.
Morning, morning.
Even after midday.
Well, I have done it. I did it on the airplane the other day. Got on the plane about 8 o'clock. Morning. It was like, what are you on
it's about? It's at night, right? It's, yeah. No, this, we're going to have to sack this off because this is terrible.
I'm not going
to
lie.
Terrible game.
You know what it wasn't? It
I need to obviously need to read the dictionary. Fantastic.
Been, I love it. I love that word. It's positive.
Yeah, no, it has a highlight that I don't happy, really enjoyed. Use many words to describe moods.
Well, I must, you don't have I must, very many moods.
Yeah, I just must
you just
monitor
your own mood.
Yeah. Well, no, this is asking someone else how their mood is, or again, not many.
I feel like this has completely lost its vibe. Anyway, I think the long story short is before we go into a load of absolute nonsense, which is probably being the last however long we've been chatting for.
I think I'll probably put in the notes just when we get to like 23 minutes in, just call it a day there. Just, don't bother listening to the last four.
But they won't be able to hear us say goodbye. And, you know, all have right. A great day. Things like great. Descriptive words I like to use.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Rainy, dull.
Yeah. Miserable, wet, horrible, draining day.
Because it is outside.
Oh, get out. We're well, not here though, is it? We've got pretty much sunlight with this.
Well, that's again like an excuse that people will make.
Yeah. I feel great because it may be wet out there, but it's sunny in my heart.
You're dry, you're warm, and you're hungry right now, but you could be filled with food very soon.
Exactly. My belly's full. I'm happy. My
it's
heart's
not a
full.
Bad day to be
here. Alive. Yeah. Right, get off. We're finishing. Thank you guys for listening. It got absolutely terrible towards the end. Next time, I think we're going on some mega rants. That's what I fancy on the next podcast. Like, Rant Claws is going to come out. And it's just going to be horrendous, but lots of fun. And yeah, I might hopefully get Rob to describe it. His feelings on the next one. Maybe not.
That's going to be a one word answer.
No excuses. Okay. Right? Make gains, not excuses. Is that a good finish?
No.
Oh, we'll finish on that anyway, though.
Terrible. There you go.
Peace!